It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, welcome to Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? I can't even tell. You know why I'm confused? Because Diener's decided to take 2 days off, Karen, and he's making this. He's forcing a Friday into a Wednesday.
No.
That's my bad.
Day off, Diener. Here we go again.
But that's okay. It's the holiday season. You're probably going through this in your office, too, and it gives us a chance to talk about Friday football picks a little early. The sheets are in. The picks have been made, including Jen's, with text-in commentary.
Oh, there's a lot of it, too. I got it all.
And
all
we right. also didn't get... We've been dormant like a volcano
yes.
for a week.
We gave ourselves a week suspension from the league.
For deflating balls.
Yeah, we lost a draft pick.
What a shame.
All right, you ready?
We're ready.
All right,
let's do it.
Hold on to your mortgage payment. It's our Friday football picks on the South Florida Morning Show.
So to your point, Karen, since we missed that week last week during Thanksgiving.
Well, I would have picked Michigan to beat Ohio State, so you got to give me another win.
I will not do that.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
That's right. So we did not end up picking that game. But just real quick to review from the games that we did pick leading into Thanksgiving before we were suspended by the commissioner.
Yeah.
Jen ended up going 3-2 that week.
Wow.
One of the games on the sheet, by the way, I know we don't even remember what the games were, but one of the games.
I don't remember who played.
No, it was, I had to go and look it up to make sure I had the right week back then 2 weeks ago. FAU was playing Middle Tennessee State that week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Karen and Jen all had FAU, and you and I had Middle Tennessee State. Middle Tennessee State
killed
ended up
them.
Killing FAU.
I remember
poor
that.
Poor FAU. They ended up missing out on a bowl game. Willie Taggart got fired.
Yeah.
Things went downhill for FAU.
They
I'm
took
sorry.
Over the mall. Oh, my God.
Very, very sorry. I'm sad. Very
I have
sad.
A question.
Yes.
So it's week 13?
Well, technically, it's week 13 for us on the morning show schedule.
Because Deshaun Watson was suspended for 11 games. He's coming back this next week.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah, after a bye week and stuff like that.
Oh. Yeah, the weeks yeah. versus games.
Oh. Yeah, you got to watch out for the bye weeks. But
the bye week.
During that week, Jen went 3-2. Bill went 3-2. Karen went 3-2.
Oh, I did.
We
oh.
thought there was going to be separation from
I
this.
Know.
There was for me because I went 2-3. So that's.
So the standings didn't change.
No, okay. Karen's still up. She's in first place.
All right.
Couple games over you. One over Jen.
One over Jen.
But now, all that's in the past, we're back with a fresh new batch of picks here.
Feels like the playoffs have started for us.
It really has, yes. And I'm trying.
Real football.
I'm on, yeah, I see what you said there. I'm on the bubble. I'm on that team that's in the hunt. Because the first game here for week 13, two college, two pro, of course, in the wild card. Jen has chimed in on the first one. Friday night, we have a Friday night game. 8 o'clock for the Pac-12 championship is the first game on the docket.
Good what? God.
I don't know anything about them.
It's the end of the college football season. All these conference games are now coming to a close here with the championships.
Well, we need someone to lose to shake up that playoff
well,
top
it's,
five.
Yeah, four. Let's see what happens because one of those teams that, and that, Karen, is USC.
Yep.
They're number 4 right now. If they win this game against Utah Friday night, they are in the playoff. They're Pac-12 champions. So, what does Jen think? Jen started off with, I know nothing about any of these teams.
See?
So here are my shots in the dark. She says, I'm going to take USC over Utah because my nephew went to USC and I have bad memories from Utah. I got hurt skiing there. So then she says, is that logical?
And
no.
I think Utah screwed her a couple times as well before.
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah.
The Utes. So Jen is going with the Trojans of USC. Is that what you did, Bill?
No, I'm the same way. I've had trouble with Utah. It's been one of those mystery teams all during our Friday football pick season. It's been a problem. But I'm going with USC simply because I've seen more of them on TV, which isn't a lot.
It's fair.
I don't know anything about these two.
That's all right.
Yeah, who's their
Nothing.
Quarterback at USC?
Caleb Williams.
I don't know who that is.
I saw a feature on USC and UCLA. I guess they're both successful seasons. No one shows up to their games out there.
I know. It's sad.
It's LA is a terrible sports town.
Yeah, it's a shame. Huh.
Okay, well, I went with USC, the Trojans.
I'm going with USC as well because
right,
of the quarterback.
Here.
No, this was kind of like a gimme. I thought maybe somebody might pick Utah for the upset and knock USC out of the playoff, but I'm going USC because of the quarterback you mentioned there, Karen. Caleb Williams is going to win the Heisman Trophy.
Oh, really?
He is. He's got
well,
the inside track.
The lead.
Sure did. I kept the one to myself, but we all ended up picking USC anyway. But he's got the inside track.
I've never even heard of his name.
He transferred from Oklahoma, actually.
I guess Stroud is not.
No, not anymore.
What about McCarthy?
Nope. You have Michigan Homer over there, McCarthy. He's not going to win the Heisman.
McCarthy.
Get out of here.
That's McCarthyism. That's what that is.
So, yeah, expect that. Unless he has a terrible game and USC loses. But that should be an easy one there for him in USC. The next game, here's our traditional Saturday. It's the American Athletic Conference.
The AAC.
Not to be confused with the ACC.
I almost did that.
No, the AAC. They're having
this
their championship
game. This is the conference
game.
Teams go into before they join real conferences.
Yes, that's correct.
Ouch!
And the conference championship game being played in Cincinnati, Ohio. Number 22, UCF, the Golden Knights, Bill. Your school there.
Get on the Gus bus.
They're 9-3 on the year. And they're going up against the Green Wave of Tulane, who had a good season. They're 10-2. So, what does Jen think? She had, again, had no idea what to pick here. But she says, I'll go with UCF over Tulane just because Bill's daughter went there. That's the only reason, really.
Bill go there?
That's my reason. Huh?
No.
I went to USF.
Yeah.
We don't need to mention the Bulls.
Sorry.
They're not too good. But I'm still paying off the bills for UCF, so I got to stay on the Gus bus.
Yeah, get it done.
And the Knights will roll over the Green Wave.
Ooh, look at that.
They will surf the Green Wave.
Upset.
They already did surf the Green Wave in November when they beat them 38-31.
Someone did some research here.
I did.
Whoa.
So what's different from November, whatever it was, 16th and now?
UCF. Wow. Everybody's going UCF. I guess it's a good thing that I went with Tulane.
Oh, what a dumb move.
Roll Tide for Tulane. The Green Wave are going to get it done.
Good Lord.
They might be falling off toward the end of the season. UCF might be hot. All those things might be true.
I mean, neutral site. They got to show. Yeah.
It's possible.
I think they finished strong. Tulane was pretty good this year. On to the NFL. Number one here. This is actually a great weekend in the NFL. College is kind of wonky because of the conference championship games, but a lot of strong games in the NFL. The ones that I decided to go with. The Titans, who are 7-4 and in a playoff race big time in the AFC. They're at the Eagles, and the Eagles are still flying high. They're 10-1, playing great. So again for Jen, more stabs in the dark, she says. She says, did I tell you I despise this segment? I think she has told us that before. And now she's just going based off states. She goes, I'm going with Tennessee.
I like
that state more than Pennsylvania.
Oh, no.
It's nothing to do with the teams.
Oh, it's worked for her.
It has. She's won before, so Jen going with the Titans over the Eagles in the upset.
I'm just starting. We're so late in the season, I'm just picking teams that I want, how it relates to the Pats.
I agree.
So I'm rooting for the Eagles to win. So
yes.
I'm picking them as well because I really need the Titans to lose and go to 7-5.
I'm with you on that.
Really need that to happen.
I like it.
So I'm picking the Eagles. And I think they'll win outright anyway.
Okay.
Especially at home.
Yeah, it's true. Right. It's in Philly, so that's tough.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts over
Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill.
Eagles.
The old Dolphins quarterback there, Ryan Tannehill.
Well, I like Derrick Henry, but boy, they shut him down last week.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's true. I mean, he had
a couple of good runs.
About the
Deshaun Watson thing coming back to the Browns now? Didn't the Bucs and Brady lose to the Browns and their Brownie second string quarterback guy, Bissett?
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett won the game for them.
Jacoby's been great for them, and now he has to take a seat to Deshaun Watson because they spent $290 million on him.
Just because.
And 19,000 draft picks.
Did you sell the... But Tom Brady says, I'd rather be losing than not playing.
Yeah, he said he'd rather play and lose than not play at all.
Here's the translation. He's going to play till he's 78.
Pretty much.
He might need
some help. But I don't know... I wanted to separate here, but I got to take the Eagles. I mean, they're just playing so well.
So we're basically going to just be the same.
Oh, no. I had some separation there with Tulane, but I am going with the Eagles there. I'm agreeing with you guys. Tulane might be the killer for me. I don't know. So that should be a win for Philly. On to, and I know this is going to be a separator, the Miami Dolphins in the 4 o'clock game on their West Coast road trip now. They got the 49ers this week, the Chargers next week. But the 49ers have a great defense.
By the way, just programming note, your Chargers game got flexed.
That's right.
To the night game.
Yeah.
They put it in primetime.
That's going to be a big one, so I'll be tired that Monday the 12th.
Is that the term, flexed?
Flexed. Yeah. They got flexed out.
Oh, I love
flexed
that.
Out of the 4 o'clock.
To a better TV time spot.
Cool.
Primetime, Dolphins-Chargers next week.
Something.
So it might be a preview. I don't know. But going with this final game here, and then this is Jen's analysis. Diener, just to aggravate you, I'm going with San Francisco. No other reason. Even my rebuilt heart is still charred. It's what Jen says. Weak. So she is going with the 49ers. It was a spite pick for me. What do you say, Bill?
Mine is a tactical football knowledge pick.
Okay.
Of Jimmy Jugs Machine Garoppolo. He releases the ball like it's the machine that receivers practice with.
Yeah. Slinging that thing, Jimmy G.
I don't know. They're at home. I got a good feeling about that. The 49ers are one of those teams. They start to round into form right about this time.
True.
I think they're going to beat the Dolphins on the road.
All right. And also it helps your Patriots if the Titans and Dolphins both lose.
You know what, though? Honestly, and congrats to you, I think the Dolphins are far beyond the Pats' reach, so I don't even think about them. I think about teams like the Chargers, the Titans, teams that the Pats need to pick off.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Did Jen take the Niners?
She did.
Okay, separation. I'm going Dolphins.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. And we are going to be split here because obviously I'm going with the Dolphins.
Okay.
But all kidding aside, this is a very tough game. The 49ers have a great defense, and the Dolphins looks like they're going to be missing their star tackle.
Shut up. You're not going against Miami, so
Wait a minute. Don't we need the analysis? The star tackle is out. Wait a minute.
Taron Armstead looks like he's not going to play because of a pec injury. So that might complicate things for the pass blocking there for Tua.
We all have no time.
All
whatsoever.
That said,
you get another concussion.
The last time, God forbid, the last time the 49ers faced an offense.
That would be
three.
I already lost my voice yesterday in the USA game.
Don't even do it again.
Oh, gosh.
Five concussions on the year.
Put him in. It's fine. It's fine. The 49ers haven't faced an offense like this since they played Kansas City.
Shut up. And they're picking the Dolphins.
Gave up 24 points.
Woof, woof.
The Dolphins are going to surprise the 49ers defense. And by the way, Mike McDaniel is going against his former team there.
You didn't need all that analysis. You knew you were going to pick them.
Jeez.
I wanted to justify my own fear in the wild card. Here's what we have to choose from. Boy, these are wild cards. The Big 12 championship game on Saturday. TCU is playing Kansas State, so the horny toads are back in there.
Wow. Can Kansas State beat them?
They could.
Oh.
Then we have the MAC championship, if you want to take that one, Toledo.
MAC action, baby.
Yeah, baby. The Rockets of Toledo against the Bobcats of Ohio.
See, now, I didn't know if it was the Ohio.
No. It's Ohio Bobcats out of the MAC.
Just Ohio.
And then
Ohio.
For the NFL, we have the Jaguars and the Lions. Interesting game of 4-7 teams. And the Commanders and the Giants.
Maybe I want to take that one.
Whoa.
Can I change?
Before I get to you.
You haven't gone yet. You got time.
That's right.
But you can't have a pen. What are you going to do now?
You have to use your finger. So, out of all those, big NFC's battle, by the way, with the Giants Commanders.
Circle it in blood, Karen.
Jen is going with...
This is probably a bad idea. I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Oh, wow. She says, I'm going with my favorite amphibians, the TCU Horny Toads /Frogs. And then she says, when does this all end?
So that's soon.
The segment
is going on forever.
Yeah, that's also true. So Jen's got TCU in her wild card. What do you think, Bill?
It'll be Friday.
This was actually tough. They were all tough picks, but I think the Jaguars, that was such an emotional win last week.
Oh, yeah, last second.
And I think it was... Goldilocks' first last-second win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was best game so far.
So they're going to come down off of that, and I think the Lions actually, believe it or not, are a pretty solid team. The Lions over the Jaguars.
I like that. Wow, Lions and a wild card pick for Bill. Yeah. That's huge.
I almost went with the...
It's where you were going.
I knew it.
It's in pencil.
We need a separator. I'm taking the Commanders over the Giants.
Ooh, big one.
Oh, boy.
What's the Commanders quarterback starts with an H? Haskins?
It's got close enough.
Hopeful.
Taylor Heinicke.
Heinicke.
You were close.
Right in the Heinicke.
And I'm going to, real quick, I'll throw mine in because this is also a separator. Looks like, we're all picking different games. This is great because I'm going with Ohio.
No.
Let's go. The Ohio Bobcats are going to win the MAC. They're going to storm the field over there. Where are they playing this? In Detroit. And they're going to go wild and party.
You're picking a MAC game?
I am.
Wow.
The MAC championship, baby. Let's go.
Here we go.
That's like the MAC daddy of all bad picks.
So the picks are in for week 13. I'll put them up here on a Wednesday. It's very weird. And you can follow along until all the games
are
played.
We're all off kilter.
I know. It's how it goes. That'll do it. And then we'll review on Monday when I'm back.
Lock them in. Follow them along. You can follow along on the 850 app, too. Don't forget about that.